Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast, a little bite-sized podcast where we do about 5 minutes. I try to keep them to 5 minutes anyway of hockey talk here for you, although I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to do that today. There's so much going on right now. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. Would love to have you on board. Also, join our Talking Puck Discord. The link is in my Twitter bio, so please feel free to follow along. We love talking hockey and building the community. All right, there's so much going on right now in the world of hockey, and just so much to talk about. So I almost don't know where to start. First thing, I do want to send healing thoughts and prayers to Henrik Lundqvist, who announced he's going to have open heart surgery. King, get well. I really don't know. He didn't retire, but I really have a hard time seeing how he's going to play again in the NHL at the very least. Who knows if he's open to playing somewhere else down the road, but that's going to be a tough one. At this point, really just fingers crossed and that everything comes out well for him, so hopefully it does. A lot of contracts beginning to be signed now. Corey Perry ends up in Montreal. We're seeing a lot of PTOs, and this is kind of where I want to go today, but I'm going to talk about Mike Hoffman signing a PTO with the Blues and why that actually makes sense. If you're wondering, how is this guy, who is arguably the best free agent out there, signing a PTO? It does make sense, and I'll explain that in just a moment. Also did want to mention Scott Darling, PTO to Florida, and Craig Anderson, in light of now Henrik Lundqvist not being able to play with the Capitals. Craig Anderson, the former Sens goalie, is the guy who ends up signing a PTO with Washington to see if maybe he can help fill in the goaltending gap there. So, but here's the thing. We're going to see a lot of transactions like this now, and we're going to see a lot of PTOs and some cap shuffling, and the Ottawa Senators continue to deal. They helped out the Tampa Bay Lightning in a trade, and Tampa now really has some breathing room as far as the cap goes. But Hoffman to St. Louis on a PTO, he's going to sign with the Blues. The Blues aren't giving him a tryout. Basically, what this amounts to is there's a handshake or just a conversation in place. Hoffman knows he'll sign a one-year deal with the Blues. They just can't sign him yet. So what'll happen is Hoffman comes to camp on that PTO. He'll end up playing for the Blues, but not until they're able to stash their long-term IR money at the start of the season. So Vladimir Tarasenko is going to end up there. Steen's going to end up there as well, who I think Steen's going to end up retiring. And Tarasenko, oh, I feel so bad for that guy. It's just, you almost never see him playing anymore, and he's such a talented player. But he might be one of those, not to get off on this tangent, but he might be one of those guys we look back on and say, man, how good could he have been if he wasn't completely derailed in his career by injuries? But so Mike Hoffman is going to bring some offense in, and with Tarasenko out, Hoffman becomes a great option. He's a potential 30-goal scorer in a full season, or maybe more, if he's with the right line combination. He's going to add offense for the St. Louis Blues, and to be able to score a few more goals is not going to hurt you. You're not going to get a whole lot of defense on Hoffman, but you're going to see deals like this for teams now as they creep closer to trying to become cap compliant. I kind of still wonder, and we haven't heard anything, but I look at Vegas. Vegas is about $1 million over the cap. They could stash Robin Leonard on long-term IR if they have to start the season, make Fleury the starter until they're able to make maybe another move. Perhaps an injury or two happens either during camp or after camp where they're able to then, at some point bring Leonard back, make a deal, move some salary, whatever the case may be. You're going to see a lot of this, but you also have to understand, too, when you're looking at the financial ramifications, that teams that are planning on this LTIR money aren't going to be able to put that in place until the beginning of the season. So you may see some weird stuff as far as contracts go heading into the season. And I think that's exactly what we're going to see here is some signings that, you know, might make you scratch your head a little bit. The other thing we're going to see is guys who you imagine would have had a deal in a normal year by now are going to be on the outside looking in. They're going to have to skate on their own. They're going to have to train on their own. They're going to have to be ready. Look, injuries happen. Guys will get signed, but with the remaining free agents that are hanging out there right now, and there's a pretty good schlock of them still out there, I think a lot of these guys are not going to have deals by training camp. I don't think they're going to have something in place by the time the season starts. I know it seems kind of weird, but, you know, Matthew Barzal, I think, will probably end up with the Islanders once again. But there's a couple other guys. Pierre-Luc Dubois may have to wait it out, see what happens. Vince Dunn is another one, may have to wait it out, see what happens. You know, there's some decent players out there. Dylan Strome is another one, and I know Strome from my time in the Coyotes organization. Pretty talented player. I'm surprised, actually, they haven't brought him back. He seemed to play well with his junior line mate, Alex DeBrincat, in Chicago, but you know, cap considerations are what they are. Ethan Bear is a player the Oilers love. Where are they going to fit him? Jack Roslovic is another one with the Jets. So, I mean, there's a lot of those names that are hanging out there right now. Where are these guys going to go? And there's more than that. Trust me, there's more than that. Guys looking for a seat at the table. And I think that's why you see some players who do sign right now might sign for less money than you expect, might only sign a one-year deal. Here's the thing about the one-year deal, guys, though. This is not going to suddenly fix itself when we go back to a full season. Far from it. There's still going to be less money available, even though the cap will eventually go back up, and it's not going to right now. It's going to remain flat. But even when it eventually goes back up, it won't go back up by as much as maybe teams had thought and were tracking it to. And guys on these one-year deals, even guys like Taylor Hall, are still going to have to figure that next deal. Unless Hall blows it out of the water this year, which Sabres fans certainly hope he does, you know, it's going to be tough for those guys. There's still security in term, especially in this salary cap world we're living in now. But teams are going to have their own internal budgets, and they have for as long as the cap has been around and even before that. But now it's going to be even more evident. You're going to wonder why your favorite player doesn't come back, doesn't get the term, doesn't get the money. Look, it's going to be tight for probably the next two seasons. This season, next season, maybe we start to see a readjustment after the next, not this coming NHL season, but next NHL season is up. And that's a ways away. For some guys, that's going to be an eternity, but that's where we are. That's the reality of today's NHL. All right, well, I try to keep them as short as I can for you, but that's our Tiny Biscuits for today. We'll talk to you again later on in the week. Still working on that big three-part Stu Grimson interview podcast. That'll be dropping hopefully by the end of the week, maybe give you something to listen to into the new year. If you like the podcast, please subscribe. We're available anywhere you get your podcasts. And again, follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.